there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome in. It is a Wednesday night. The Olympics are underway. I'm sleep deprived after getting up and watching one of the worst efforts from a USA team I've ever seen. And I never thought I'd be saying that about the women's soccer team. Greetings, welcome in. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Jason off enjoying beautiful Detroit. That is his reward for the Bucks winning and finishing off the NBA season last night.
Wait, Jason could have went anywhere, and he chooses the time off to go to Detroit?
Yeah, let me finish the introduction. Ryan Hollins, UCLA star, longtime NBA player. You hear him here on Fox Sports Radio. He is one of the NBA voices you hear. Yes, his wife's family is in the greater Detroit area. Normally they go in the holiday time. Somehow it became a summer thing this year. So yes, he is in Detroit.
Am I the only one that summer, winter, spring, everything seems blended? I'm like caught off guard. Like, is it summer right now?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Here in Southern California, where we broadcast from the Fox Sports Radio studios, there really isn't a whole lot of seasonality. You've got a window whereby, you know, the pressures and everything else, there's going to be some rain. right? We know that.
Yeah.
But then there's long stretches where you can plan whatever event you want and know that the likelihood is 0.0001%. So you get spoiled out here.
I think there's a level. You know what really throws, what messes me up? You know, I was fortunate to spend 10 years in the NBA, and they call them seasons for a reason. So my life is really revolved about around an NBA season, and then, you know, doing broadcasting now, still going around it. And I'll get like a Facebook memory, or like, you know, the iPhone does, like, hey, like on this day, four years ago, you know, you're doing this. Like, those memories pop up, and I'm like, wow, was this happening at this time? So I think I'm just spun around a little bit, aren't we all, right?
Well, right now we are, certainly. I mean, the NBA finishing in mid-July is something that I think we all can say we hope we never see again. Now, while it bridged July for folks that would normally be doing Mount Rushmore radio in anticipation of NFL training camps opening, and we've got some gems from Jerry Jones. Don't worry, you don't want to have to hear Jason's Jerry Jones impression tonight, but we will talk about Jerry Jones because he said some pretty candid things too. I mean, not just normal, you know, this is out of left field and let's have fun with something he said. No, he got a little bit deeper as
Settle
we get
down
ready.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, we're getting a little deeper as we get ready for Hard Knocks. So as we flow through, but it's the kind of thing where we're experiencing a different pace to events. Certainly for the NBA season, everybody's thankful that we made it to the end.
Yes,
right. As we're here in Southern California, as I said, those unawares, there's been some changes in terms of mask mandates. If you're in LA County, different counties across California coming on board with that, some others not. So we still have that in our midst, amid rising COVID cases. So there's a little bit of anxiousness in terms of large scale events.
Yep.
Right. You're talking about the state fair kind of going on. You've got the idea of concerts, and they had to make some changes as to how they're administering things. If you go to the concourses at Dodger Stadium, you know, more folks, as many as they can hire to kind of direct traffic and get folks in. But, you know, we're hitting the concert season, and a lot of, you know, your big bands are coming back in a big way and trying to capture some of the cash off failed ventures the last year and a half. And right now there's that level of anxiousness creeping in, at least in the state. Nationwide, it's going to vary where you are, but certainly for each season, there's just that, whew, we did it. And for the NBA, they finished two. Folks will still criticize the bubble, and they'll criticize this one. In the end, we crowned champions. We got to an end. You may not have liked the way it looked. You may take exception to it. I say y'all just need to look in the mirror, find someone to hug you, or maybe hug yourself, and just recognize that you still were treated to it wasn't the same, but we still got to our end. And I think that's being lost in a lot of this process. A lot of crying over this guy got hurt, this guy didn't get enough rest, whatever else. Like, you're professionals. The schedule says go to work. You agreed to it as a union. So all the back end belly aching to me, Ryan, made no sense. You got they could have held out.
Yeah.
They could have played, hey, you know what? We'll stay out here until we really get an agreement that we like. But everybody decided they want to capture as much of that bag this year as they could, which meant, you know, there were some concessions to be made.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I admit, as a former NBA player, like, we complain. You know, we do. We're fickle. We want to feel like we're kings and we step on
special,
the court.
Special, absolutely.
Do. We wanna, and we're treated specially, you know, by family members and stuff. So I get it and I understand it. And as a player, you want something to drive you. And if you don't play well, you know, the NBA, just professional sports in general, it's a game of inches. You know, you're literally playing against the world's best. So if you felt like you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, or you know, your favorite song didn't play before, you know, before the game, you're looking for anything to mentally psych yourself out, because an NBA season, a professional season, is so taxing. And for these guys, it's not the physical, it's the mental side where these guys got wore down.
And that's the big thing out of the bubble, right? We talked about it a lot last year. I know you joined us and we talked about it. As much as the physical being in the bubble was an issue, about keeping your mind right, right? It's, I mean, how many movies, you out there, wherever you are in America and globally, how many movies about prison have you watched? Or TV shows about prison? What's the problem? The psychological part.
Psychological.
And likewise, even though you're still being pampered at a resort, you're restricted. And you're not used to being restricted from the time you're playing AAU ball, let alone as a professional.
Look, man, I'll say this. A lot of people don't have sympathy for a guy making millions of dollars who can seemingly do whatever he wants. But sometimes those millions of dollars can seem like a jail cell. You can seem prisoned. And I know a lot of us would love to switch shoes and step into a million-dollar prison, but unfortunately, as humans, we don't appreciate what we have. And as an athlete, you can't always associate with certain people. You know, your life is limited. You know, everyone around you now can be trying to take advantage of you. You don't know who to trust, who not to trust. And, you know, you're a young guy that doesn't have a family around you. And it's kind of tough because your life is so irregular that you've got to create everyone else around you. Their life becomes irregular. You know, my wife had to pick up and travel and move kids two, potentially three times in a year, you know, where it's nice. Okay, yeah, you can go out and you can buy whatever meal you want. And forgive me, I'm not trying to seem like I'm complaining. I'll take those inconveniences over again.
But there still is a balance sheet that you're working to.
There's a real, I'll give you this. So, you know, I talked about it yesterday. You know, my wife for a while just thought that I was just like going out and playing a game. You know, I'm doing what I want to do. No difference than her going to the mall or getting her nails done. I'm playing basketball for a living, right? My wife came on one road trip in which the game finished. We got into our city. We're leaving around 1 a.m. We're getting in 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning. I'm getting up at 9 a.m. going to a shoot around. Then after the shoot around, I grab something to eat, waking up early the next morning, going to shoot around again or practice, then taking a short nap, then going to the game, getting out at 11, getting on another plane, going to another. She said, you know, I got to apologize. This is work.
Here's my itinerary.
This is a lot. You're good.
Well, but that's what I've always said about this job. I mean, I don't want to watch necessarily every down of some of these NFL teams and college squads. And certainly there are a number of NBA teams. If you wanted to start talking about contraction, man, other than the dollars and cents, sign me up. I'll get on board and we can make everybody a super team and and we'll have best on best all the time. I'm looking at you, Sacramento Kings. But someone's got to be called out.
Hey, I didn't do it. I didn't do it, Vivek.
It's no disrespect to the people that work there. It's just if we're going to, you got to name a name if you're going to do that, right? So I picked the lowest hanging fruit. I'm sorry. I could, if Jason was in the chair, I would have said the Knicks.
You could have went. That's what I said. I was going
to
say
just to upset him, but he's not here. He's not here to try to weakly defend himself.
I feel like, is Jason a listener?
No.
Like when he's gone, he's
And neither am I.
So
if I'm out, I'm out.
You're out. So
look, man, folks ask me all the time, what did you think of what these guys said?
So Mike, if I
so
if
like I, during the day, like every day, yeah, I will get a text like, did you hear what this guy said? I'm like, no.
So
I'm out on a soccer field with my kid, or we're watching a movie, whatever. I have no idea.
So Mike, if I come on and I just slander and I just have the Mike slander fest, you won't know.
Unless one of the guys texts me or I start getting tweets about it. Nope.
You know, it's funny, like when I do First Take, Stephen A, he'd watch a lot. He wouldn't miss a beat. He wouldn't miss a beat. Everybody's different about their, you know.
He was here for a while. I appeared on his show a couple of times. And then suddenly the call stopped. Guys don't like being beaten up in arguments. Sometimes the call stopped. Hey, the man doesn't know football. We've proven that time and time again. And while he was here, he brought me on ostensibly to do, let's talk some fantasy football and rankings and whatever, and then he tried to argue. Didn't work out so well.
He got in your wheelhouse.
Didn't
he? Got in your wheelhouse. Stay at the wheelhouse. That's your wheelhouse, huh?
And then, they didn't call me anymore after a couple of weeks. And that's fine. That's the way it goes. It's not slandering him. I'd say it to his face.
I know
he'd,
you would.
He'd remember it. It's a good decade plus ago. But, you know, I don't need to know what everybody's doing. I'm assuming everybody's coming in and doing a professional job.
I wouldn't
while
slander
I'm off.
You, by the way.
And if you
I
did, you
it.
Did.
No.
I'd be curious
not,
as
no.
to where you tried to come at me.
No, not
because, look, we say a lot of crazy things on the show.
Do you? Oh, I don't think you're.
Well, Jason,
I think you're.
Does.
You and Jason.
I'm more the.
No, you and Jason.
I have to keep it on the rails.
To me, you guys are fun. There's a difference between fun and crazy. I've seen crazy. I think you're fun. There's a difference.
Well, I appreciate that. We have our moments, and certainly anytime I call out what I call hot take nonsense in our business, folks go, dude, you work with Jason. The Steph Curry
fun, man.
System quarterback thing will live with us forever.
Okay.
And ever and ever. And we got to think about odds later on in the NBA, right? A lot of expected movement, and that's kind of where you go. And you also have to hedge your bets as you're trying to entice folks to gamble both sides of a betting line. And that's what it does, folks. That's what you need to do. But we're going to talk a lot about the Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the next steps, celebrating how his next day was. We just went through the day in a life of an NBA player. And really quick, we got John Paul Morosi coming up in a couple minutes. Let me ask, when a season ended, what's the first thing you did?
For me, I just kind of sat around in bed, man. Like, there's a feeling where, you know, 6 or 7 a.m. hits, and you don't got to go nowhere. And you don't have to go anywhere. Sometimes it was a week or two. I just sat in bed, man.
And what'd you
watch? Anywhere.
What was the go-to?
Probably
just playing video games?
Playing video games. I kind of, you know, when you lose in the playoffs. And we might want to talk about this later. I'll touch on this later.
Well, we have to. I mean, we're talking about Chris Paul a bunch. We have to talk about losing in the playoffs.
I'll say this. When you lose in the playoffs, you don't want to watch the playoffs.
I understand.
You don't want to have nothing to do with it for the most part.
See, it's like taking a night off from doing your radio show.
And you see where I'm going with this. A certain LeBron James decided to show up, and it kind of hit me today. Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, I got ripped all over the place for my take on that Sunday.
Really?
When LeVar and I were together. And I reiterated it on Monday night. More folks angry with me, and that's fine.
What'd you say?
We'll talk about that as we go on here. Ryan Hollins in for Jason Smith tonight at The Ryan Hollins on Twitter is where you find him. The Opinionated 7-Footers podcast with Brendan Haywood. You find me at Swollen Dome. We're going to be joined in a few minutes here by John Paul Morosi talking all things Major League Baseball. And we release the Kraken. It's The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Welcome back in. It is Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show, with Mike Harmon. Ryan Hollins is in for Jason Smith tonight. A crazy, wacky world of sports. It is one of those big days. Olympic events are ongoing. No spectators, of course, so a little different element there. We've got Major League Baseball in full effect, some MLS. But the NBA season is done over the course of the night. We'll put a wrap on it all. But now it's time to bring in our guy, Major League Baseball. That's right, MLB Network, part of our Fox Sports family, joins us every week here on Fox Sports Radio. Covers the NHL, so I know he is really excited about the Kraken and the draft. It's our buddy John Paul Morosi at John Morosi, where you find him on Twitter. Leave out the H, because that's how they named him, J-O-N-M-O-R-O-S-I. JP, what's going on?
Mike and Ryan, I'm doing very well, and I know with the Olympics, Ryan, you were a competitor in the Pan Am Games, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Yo, talk your talk, John Paul. Talk your
good,
talk,
good
brother.
Good to talk with you, Ryan. No, it's a great time of year, and hoops finishing up, expansion draft tonight, MLB trade deadline next week, Olympics. Man, we got all kinds of topics tonight.
I tell you, well, I'm going to start with one near and dear to me. Word coming down out of Chicago. Off an Instagram post, Yermin Mercedes, back in April, he carried the team. His guys were dropping like flies on that offense. Eventually, had to go to AAA. JP announced that he, quote, stepping away from baseball for a while. ... It's over.
Yeah, this is obviously pretty surprising news. And we're still sort of processing the reasons for this. Obviously, it's impossible for us to know what might be happening for him off the field from a personal standpoint. That's number one, because it's obviously a surprise when an athlete walks away in a year in which he had been, to your point, one of the stories of the sport. I mean, it's not something that we typically see happen. So my first concern is for him and for his family. I hope everything's going well in that respect. And then I think on the field, obviously things change for him after the 3-0 home run and the controversy there and Tony La Russa's reaction to it. To me, I also would not say that this is in any way Tony La Russa's fault. If there was a fallout over that and that was the event that led to him struggling and then being sent to the minor leagues and now this, obviously we all know that a life in athletics has its ups and downs and being able to respond to it is part of the job. And so I understand that's the other aspect of things. So again, number one, my concern is for him and his family. And number two, this is obviously stunning based on how the season began. And I don't necessarily think we can go back and say, well, one swing on one 3-0 count is why we're here today. Clearly, it seems like there's more at work here right now for Yermin Mercedes.
You think this is going to be a trend? Or do you think this is just kind of the results of COVID? You know, me and Mike were speaking earlier, everyone were just still kind of out of whack in our sports, especially us in the sports world. You know, the seasons and everything moving around, the irregularity, and not to complain because there's real heroes out there in the sure. medical field and in schools that are doing what needs to be done. But is this a trend that you think would happen? Are the athletes more aware of their mental health?
Well, I think that Ryan, is an excellent point. And I think we have all, in covering the sports across the spectrum, I certainly have seen a tremendous change in the way that we look at mental health and the way that players regard their own mental health. And I think it's important. I mean, mental health is health. And if that's one of the reasons why Yermin is stepping away, I think he should be respected for that and even commended for that, because it's an important part of life and health and wellness. And I would hope that as we all take a step back and look at our lives at 30,000 feet, coming hopefully to better days ahead with respect to the pandemic, that we all take stock of life and how sports fits into it, and how our job fits into it, how family fits into it, and that if Yermin was not enjoying things at AAA, and if he didn't feel like there was a clear path for him to come back to the major leagues, and if he wanted to step away, then he should be empowered to step away. That's to me, where we are, where I think there were times, and Ryan, you could probably speak to this, where in the earlier days of your professional career, where you're around players who are really grinding, really having a tough time, and maybe if they were able to step away, maybe if there was the infrastructure in an organization to allow them to step away, if there was counseling and resources for them to get that help, they might have been able to step away for a period of time and then come back even later on that year or a year later with a much different perspective and a better viewpoint on life and on sports, where I think back in the day, the message, and I'm saying back in the day was like 10, 15 years ago, was, hey, you just got to grind through it. And maybe that's, we just didn't have the vocabulary and the resources to be able to help players help each other through it. And I think that we're at a different point now, and for me, it's healthier that we can have these conversations, and I'll repeat it by saying it's frankly not even my business if that's the reason why Yermin is stepping away, and I do think that every organization in pro sports now has a different perspective on mental health than they did once upon a time, and I think it's important to have those resources there no matter what your workplace is, whether it's a professional sports franchise, radio station, or any place down the street that's employing people. So I think it's actually a pretty good and nuanced conversation for us to have tonight or any night.
Yeah, I think the other, this is a prong of the player empowerment to a degree.
Yes.
Right?
Totally
agree. So we folks can complain about super teams and in other sports, as we're talking a bunch of NBA coming off the NBA finals, of course, JP. But other things. Mercedes was hitting over 300 in the minors, has removed everything Sox related from his Instagram. And as you said, Jimenez and Lewis Robert both starting to make their way back through minor leagues. So perhaps a numbers game working against him as well. But best thoughts to him. Back on the diamond, as we're into the second half, I stay in the city of Chicago. You had the removal of Chris Bryant, and at least for about 10 minutes on social media, JP, it was like, oh, the trade is imminent. It's like, no, he's got a weary hamstring.
Yes.
So it slows down all that momentum towards a deal. But how active is the trade deadline truly going to be? Or is it going to be a week and a half of great articles and thought pieces that come to no fruition?
Well, first of all, I do think it's going to be an active deadline. I think that we are at the stage where we have hashtag hug watch in the dugout. Whenever a player leaves the game, okay, we have to make sure, is he being hugged in the dugout? Is he now taken off the field, and is he being traded, or is it just, to your point, a sore hamstring? And this is, we're at this stage now, guys. The deadline's a week from Friday, so we are in hug watch territory. I do think the Cubs will be active. I expect Chris Bryant to be playing somewhere else by the end of next weekend. By the deadline, which is a week from Friday. So the question now is where. And I look at clubs in the NL like the Phillies, the Mets, the Giants, the Dodgers maybe a little bit less so as a possible landing spot. The Padres have had a number of injury issues. I don't think he's going to go there, but I really believe Mets, Phillies, Giants are three of the teams I'm watching carefully. And I wouldn't even be surprised if he ends up going to one of the AL contenders like the Oakland Athletics. Of course, the news of the week about their ballpark situation being cloudier than ever. I really look at the A's as being the ultimate all-in team right now, because there's such uncertainty as to whether they're even going to play in a few years. Hey, let's go all in on this thing. Let's try to win the next couple of years, because we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. I actually look at the A's as being probably one of the more aggressive buyers, just because of their overall situation right now in the East Bay being so uncertain. They have to really go all in right now, and I believe they will.
spoke about the Dodgers. They're 59-37. They just made a little tweak of a move with McKinney. But do you see them making a major move? Is it kind of a big splash or not? A deal they can't pass up? What are you seeing from the Dodgers? Or is this, in your mind, a team that should just hold put? You know, you got a good thing going. Do they have enough?
Well, yeah, it's a great question, Ryan. And I think they will probably add pitching. That's always been Andrew Friedman's style, to add pitching at the deadline. It may not be Max Scherzer. In fact, it probably won't be. But I think it'll be maybe a shorter-term rental-type arm, Tyler Anderson perhaps, someone who they look at and say, okay, this person could be like a bridge pitcher for us, she could start potentially. It's that, remember back a couple years ago, Adam Kolarik, that type of a move. It will just be someone that they can layer in to help their pitching. Because to your point, Ryan, they're playing well, objectively, but They're not even so the record is good, but I don't think anybody would look at the Dodgers and say, well, they have achieved at their peak this season. They've had a number of issues, injuries and otherwise. Mookie's been playing through injury. Corey Seager has missed time. Bellinger has missed time. And look at where they're at. They're still almost at the top of the division. So all those things wrapped into one, I believe they add pitching, and that actually their second half, I think they will have the best record of any NL West team in the second half.
Oh,
to that end, what's gotten into Buster Posey, and are the Giants for real?
The Giants are for real. I look at the NL West as being a division that's going to produce three playoff teams. I think the two wild cards are both coming out of the West, and I believe the East is just going to be one team, whether it's the Mets or the Phillies, more than likely. The Central, I'll be comfortable calling that race for the Brewers right now. And the Giants,
it's like he's doing
the way
politics.
They're playing right now, I mean, I know in the Central, there's been a lot of, the Cubs maybe don't think they're totally out of it. The Cardinals, though, they've played really poorly in the first half. Again, I've seen enough precincts reporting to call that one for the Brewers in the Central. And then out West, guys, I mean, the Giants, they've been able to find the fountain of youth for the likes of Posey and Crawford, Belt during the course of the year. Their rotation has really, I think, come along. Their bullpen has had a number of guys sort of coming in from different spots. They've really done a good job of I think, Farhan Zaidi, Scott Harris, and Gabe Kapler, their field manager, doing a very good job of getting the most out of their bullpen from really a lot of different unexpected sources. So this is not just a good start. When you're in the later part of July, this isn't a start. The Giants are a good ball club. They're going to the playoffs in what's going to be a really unique three-team playoff field all from the NL West.
John Morosi with us here, Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Jason off tonight. Ryan Hollins in his stead, 10-year NBA veteran. But our guy, John Paul Morosi, at John Morosi on Twitter. I mean, you follow Major League Baseball. I know it crushed you to watch the U.S. women's softball team beat
yes.
Italy 2-0. They had no chance at the plate, by the way. Especially the closer.
The Italians, I have a special. So when the U.S. plays Italy in anything, I'm always a little conflicted, okay?
Oh.
And especially so because the Italian roster, there's usually a lot of American Italian dual citizens on that team. So then I look at that roster and say, wow, like those people really have a story like my own story. And so I'm really somewhat conflicted. But I will say this: I'm proud of the Italians for the way they played. Proud of the Americans for the way they played. I can't lose in that game. I was a little disappointed, of course. The U.S. women's soccer team, that's a surprise for me, the loss to Sweden.
That
was going to be a tough game all along. But I'm hoping that our team bounces back because I'm a huge fan of the U.S. women's soccer team. They do amazing things to grow the game of soccer in our country. So I'm expecting double gold from men's women's basketball, right, Ryan? I mean, you're a Pan Am Games medalist. I'm expecting that we'll probably win both tournaments, right?
That's hopefully the plan, man. If our men can get it together, man, I got some hope, though. I got hope.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's been – and listen, this is one of those things where the protocols have been tough, obviously, for good reason, and that's a huge part of these games. But I'm optimistic on the men's and women's hoops. We've got baseball back in the Olympics for the first time since 2008. You've got Todd Frazier over there leading
right.
The U.S. cause, and let's hope that we see U.S. gold in baseball for the first time since Tommy Lasorda led that team with Ben Sheets on the mound, beating Cuba in Sydney, Australia, back in 2000.
All right, last one, the Seattle Kraken expansion draft. How much are you keeping an eye on that and all the festivities? Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, Marshawn Lynch. Anytime Marshawn Lynch is invited, it's a party. And an octopus.
Yes, so the octopus was made because of Chalowski, of course, the pick with Detroit. We are famous here in Michigan for throwing the octopi on the ice during the playoffs. So Chalowski, with the pick with the Wings, they had to have the octopus there. And yes, Marshawn Lynch announcing Cale Yarncroke as the pick from the Predators was one of the great moments of the draft. I think the Kraken did very well. Mark Giordano from the Flames, likely to be the first captain of the Kraken, and deservedly so. Tremendous guy on and off the ice. Great pick. I love the defense. I think they made some really savvy moves. I think that not going with Carey Price was the right decision for the Kraken. So I expect the Kraken will finish third in their division this year and make the playoffs in their inaugural season. Maybe not quite as good as the Vegas Golden Knights in year one, but I believe the Kraken are going to be a playoff team in year one.
Nicely done. It's a smooth logo. I know they're going to sell a lot of merch. John Paul Morosi, our guest, joins us each and every week. Next week, it's all trade deadline all the time. A lot of hypotheticals for you next week, JP.
JPU!
Love it. Mike and Ryan, it was a fun conversation as always, my friends. All the best to you both, and enjoy the Olympic Games trade deadline. So many great stories right now, my friends. Really, really enjoy the talk. Thank
you. My guy, get that Lavazza coffee going so you can watch the action on the overnight.
Appreciate it, JP.
Un doppio di Lavazza. Si, è più importante di bere Lavazza.
Mi fratello.
See, that's all I had to do. All I had to bring up was coffee, and it spurred him on. John Paul Morosi with him. Follow him on Twitter, at JONMOROSI. He's Ryan Hollins in for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon. Brian brought up the whole SEC realignment and expansion. There's a lot of dollars that have to come into play in the discussion to help make it make any sense. We'll do that later on in the show. But coming up next, we'll celebrate Giannis throughout the night. But coming up next, what does this loss mean for Chris Paul? Does he re-up? Does he move? And, if he moves, where's he going? We'll talk about it next. Here, Ryan Hollins with me, Mike Harmon, on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey, welcome back in. It's Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Jason off tonight. Ryan Hollins, 10-year NBA vet in his place. We're happy to have him as we wrap up what was a crazy, topsy-turvy, injury-plagued, but still spectacular action on the court NBA season. So over the course of the night, we will celebrate all of it while asking some of the key questions moving forward as we look at the NBA landscape, which will be shifting. I know we've got a thing, the early odds for next year are out, and people are getting all anxious going, why is this team here? It's like, because it's all works in progress. You want to spur some activity, spur some conversation, and get people to reach into their pockets, but not expose yourself too much by limiting and putting too big a price on some of these teams, right? So, because there are certain teams that folks love and will bet no matter what, right? In baseball, they know there's going to be a lot of money coming in on the Cubs. So even if you don't think they have a snowball's chance in hell of winning a World Series, you don't want to put yourself in a position whereby if it does happen, that suddenly, you know, you're putting a for sale sign on your casino. But one of the moves that we're watching, and we've talked about it for weeks, I think you joined us maybe 2 months ago talking about this very effect of Chris Paul in the what is the next phase. Is he now the leader in Phoenix? The opt-out, the potential to sign for crazy money elsewhere. Phoenix with the option of being able to give him the extra year and security and all that fun stuff, leading there. And obviously we'll break down, as we have, the performance over the course of the NBA Finals, right? Everybody started writing all their flowery language for him after he got out of the second round. Like, that was the be-all to end-all. It's like, no, there's still work to be done. There's still work. Like, we suddenly started seeing him ascending to top threes on all everybody's top five lists or whatever. It's like, hold on. He hasn't done anything yet. And now he doesn't have that title and we move on. But some of the speculation is and I know you've been on this a bunch, is, you know, remedying the David Stern follow-up of years ago and actually putting on a Lakers uniform at age 37. A roster that right now, there's not a lot of names on it, right? I think one of the best gifts they got was Schroeder not agreeing to that $84 million deal, because now they at least have some flexibility of finding one or more name players to come alongside Anthony Davis and LeBron James.
Now, you're right. And, you know, just Dennis Schroeder wasn't a fit for the Lakers in the playoffs. You know, he was, you know, in the running for sixth man of the year. He's excellent as a backup, but as a starter, you know, he wasn't worth it. It just didn't work out. But as we spoke about, and I brought it to the, you know, the loyal listeners, they remember it. If I'm thinking of the Lakers and I'm seeing the lay of the land, I think it makes all the sense in the world for Chris Paul to be a Laker. And I put that out here today, and I said it on the show, and there's a lot of bark back. And they said, well, you know, he makes too much money. At this stage in Chris's career, it's not about the money. And they said, well, the Lakers, they don't have the money to spend. They may not have the money to max him out, but at this stage in his career, Chris is probably likely not looking for a max contract. Chris, very much, I wouldn't be surprised if he made more money off the court than on.
Well, but that's the thing for a lot of guys at this point. I mean, a lot of your top players, it's close to one-to-one or maybe tilted that way.
Yeah.
You know, like when you show up in the front row drinking your own tequila that you're part owner in and promoting a movie that came out. I mean, things like that.
Well, here's the thing, man. For Chris, there's nothing like competing for a championship. And I think there's a strong chance that this is the perfect time where Chris Paul can join LeBron James. See, once upon a time, you looked at those two stars and said, well, Chris needs the ball in his hands. LeBron needs his ball in his hands. Those two are at a point where they are going to be limiting how much efforts that they put in on the court. Anthony Davis, when he comes back healthy, is a better finisher, a better receiver of the basketball than an isolation player. So why not better than to get the king of the pick and roll of this era, or probably the last 10-plus years, in Chris Paul and LeBron James to feed him the basketball? You also look at the situation now. Those two are best friends. And you mentioned LeBron James, not just promoting Space Jam, but LeBron James going to Game 5 of the playoffs to watch the team play that knocked him out of the dance.
Well, I think to some degree, he just wanted to remind you, hey, we haven't talked about me a while.
Oh, very true. But I tell you one thing. LeBron is a competitor, and he was sick not playing.
I have no doubt.
Absolutely. So I just think for him to show up, what better recruiting tool or move can you make than, hey, Chris, I support you. I'm here for you. I think there's a scuffle that broke out, and LeBron James, before he ran to his own teammates, he ran to Chris Paul. Chris, are you okay, Chris?
No, we've seen that. You know, what's funny is you look at their roster for next year, the Lakers. You got LeBron and AD at the top, KCP at $13 million, Kuzma at $13 million, as we still, all these years later, are wondering what is the ceiling truly for Kyle Kuzma in this world? Does he need to get away from LeBron James and the Lakers and find himself, well, on one of those squads where you can just go score and fill up a stat sheet? And then you have Montrezl Harrell at 9.7. The question of Talen Horton-Tucker as to what he becomes. But after those players and before THT, post-Harrell, the highest next contract is the dead cap money off Luol Deng. So you got, and we know Genie will go above the cap and go into luxury tax territory if she needs to try to get another title. But she realized that window with LeBron is shrinking rapidly.
And Mike, you know what? Those guys are on the market. I don't think any of those names after Anthony Davis are safe.
Nope.
You know, they're not.
No, I think there's a lot of movement to be made. KCP, though, to me, he is the architect of all this. He was there first. He did all the recruiting, so he should get all the crowns and flowers out of all of the title.
KCP, he took the Lakers for a test drive and said, yeah, LeBron, it's good. Come on over, LeBron.
But that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. He's Ryan Hollins. I'm Mike Harmon. Coming up next, we get onto the winner's side of things. What do you do the day after you win an NBA title? Well, you break the internet. That's next on Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.